Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Stillwater County sheep rancher Sarah Hollenbeck from now until lambing. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, with baby on the way and organizational guru Marie Kondo on the TV, Sarah set about cleaning out her High Five Meats freezer.
I decided to do a more popular package that I've sold in the past, which is a 50-pound beef combination package. Comes with steaks, roasts, and burger. I did it for a $250 special, which is a really good deal, and managed to deliver in the fresh snowstorm on Friday. I survived and got a good amount of inventory out.
Sarah advertised the meat deal on Facebook. This is nothing new for her, but she did change it up a little bit.
So I kind of asked a couple friends, like, if there was a local ranch that was selling this package, what would be your questions? And they kind of said, like, how much space in my freezer would that take up? So I kind of did a video of all the meat in a freezer as well as on a table to kind of show you exactly what you're getting, how it's going to fit in your freezer, how much space you need.
It worked. Sarah had a bunch of new customers, and with new customers, new questions about how the meat's raised.
Some people were wondering if it was grass-fed, and I explained that all of our beef is pasture-raised, grass-fed, until the last, like, 60 days when we do give it a grain finish. All of the grain that we are feeding our cattle comes from local farmers around us, so we're trying to be sustainable in that way, but we also like to put some fat on our finished beef. We just think it tastes better. We think it makes a more quality product.
She also gets asked if her feed is GMO, genetically modified. It is, in the form of spent beet pulp from the Billing Sugar Factory. Every once in a while, she gets asked if her feed is organic. It's not.
A lot of the times when people are asking about these, like, big buzzword questions like grass-fed or GMO or organic, it's not necessarily that they are particular about something. They want to be engaged. They want more information, but they're not exactly sure maybe what they're talking about or what they want to know. But they know that those are the current buzzwords in the industry. So that's kind of the way to, like, break into a conversation. Yes, there are people that are very educated and want to know specifics, but I've noticed for the majority of people, it's just kind of their way to engage in conversation and learn more about your product.
Sarah takes the questions at face value. She tries to be transparent and, most of all, undefensive. It's a skill not all ranchers have.
With snow on the ground, it's a little difficult to have straight grass cattle without some supplementation. And once I explain that to inquiring minds, they kind of come around to the idea and understand. And a couple of people that had asked if they were grass-fed ended up purchasing anyway. So I think it just comes down to education and, you know, letting them know your practices, even if it's not exactly what they were looking for, they can understand your methods as well.
Sarah finds quantity the main barrier to selling more product. It's possible the new Yellowstone Valley Food Hub could help with that.
Even though it is 50 pounds, to me that doesn't seem like very much because I've got a giant freezer. But to a lot of people, and with smaller families or only one or two people in a family, that's a lot of meat still. Unfortunately, that's just a economical package for me to put together as far as small as I can get. Once the food hub is up and running, I hope that we're able to sell in smaller quantities. We're hoping to do like a 3-month subscription at a time instead of just a, hey, y'all, come on down. We're going to do this one-time thing. We kind of want to get into a more routine pickup versus a one-time offer. That way people are kind of more engaged in our products and can have access to them more frequently. People are just like, okay, this is great. We would like some more now.
Next week, a new baby.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.